All right, guys, welcome to Always Hungry from iHeartRadio. My name is Bobby Flay, and I'm here with my daughter and co-host.
I'm Sophie Flay.
And on Always Hungry, Sophie and I gather around my stove to cook together.
Well, you cook, I ask the questions and eat the food.
If there's any food left, we come to the table together to share a meal, connect as a family, and tell the stories that matter to us. This is the food truck episode of Always Hungry.
What do we have in front of us?
Okay, so we're talking about food trucks today, which, you know, I think that food trucks have had an amazing sort of evolution over the last, 10, 15 years maybe.
Yeah.
You know, when it wasn't too long ago, about 15, 20 years ago, that food trucks were really, they didn't have the best reputation, let's put it that way. They were just sort of a mishmash of different things. And then slowly but surely, like different sort of, you know, ethnic cuisine started using them as, you know, basically restaurants on wheels. And, you started seeing a lot of, I would say the majority of them were Latin cuisines. There was a lot of Mexican, you know, taco trucks and things like that. And then, of course, like anything, once something catches on, you know, it gets played out in this much bigger story. And so basically pick a cuisine or a famous dish and there was a food truck attached to it, which is really totally fun. I mean, I think that that's, you know, having a food truck has been, you know, having food trucks as a possibility has been a really great way for people to, you know, not break the bank trying to sign a lease for a bricks and mortars restaurant.
Yeah.
You know, raise a bunch of money to, you know, come up with restaurant design and furniture and all the things that kind of come along with it. And so for, I would say, a nominal amount of money, you could actually start your own food business if you felt like you had something really good. I've done, over the years, I've done, a lot of different TV, with food trucks. I think the first one I did a food truck story was a Belgian waffle place called Waffles and Dingies. Yeah, and delicious Belgian waffles. I mean, they're still in existence. They have a bunch of trucks now.
Where?
It's in New York City, and they actually, if you find them, they're Belgian waffles, so they're very crisp. They're really fantastic, and they're classic Belgian waffles. It's not like the waffle that you get for breakfast.
Oh wait, did you do this for Throwdown?
Yes, 2010.
Interesting.
And yeah.
Did you win?
No, I did not win. And they beat me, and they still have their Throwdown waffle on the menu.
Oh, they do?
It's
what is
it?
It's
called the Throwdown.
So instead of cooking today, we have a little takeout from a classic food truck, from a famous food truck here in LA.
Well, here's the thing. Like, what I was saying before was that I think that a lot of food trucks you saw a lot of taco trucks.
Mm-hmm.
And you know they were not really in the mainstream. They were just sort of you'd find taco trucks at construction sites and you know work sites and things like that where people needed to eat like lunch and the trucks would show up and then you know the workers would come over and they'd buy some tacos or quesadillas or whatever was on the truck at the time. And then, you know, the trend caught on and then people started using trucks to serve basically every single dish you can imagine.
Yeah.
And I would say that the breakout truck was the Koji truck by Roy Choi. And, you know, they're basically tacos. The most famous ones are these short rib tacos that are sort of a combination of Mexican and Korean cuisines, all in a corn tortilla. And so, you know, he's got these, you know, what they consider world famous double caramelized short rib tacos with salsa roja. And the salsa roja has, you know, Mexican red chilies and it has Korean chilies in it. You know, so he really combines it in a very big way. So we got some short rib tacos here, which is what made the Koji truck the Koji truck.
Mm-hmm.
And then we also got some spicy pork tacos, some a vegetarian one, which is kimchi quesadilla.
Nice.
So kimchi is, you know, it's the cabbage that's been marinated in, you know, lots of vinegar and Korean spices, et cetera, for a long period of time. Very, very strong flavor, but delicious. And then they have something called the blackjack pork quesadilla. Roy Choi and Koji, they set the world on fire for, you know, new style food trucks. So were there a lot of food trucks around your college?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, actually, wait, excuse me.
She's eating.
Yeah, actually, one of the first food trucks One of the first times I saw a food truck doing something really different was on, like, I think it was like every Wednesday or something, they would have a bunch of food trucks on campus. And one of them was the sushi burrito truck.
What's that?
Sushi burritos.
Oh my goodness.
It was crazy, but really cool and like very creative.
Mm-hmm. What is it?
I got a sushi burrito.
This salsa roja is really good. Mm-hmm. Mm. So we're not cooking today.
Mm-mm.
We're just eating because it's food truck, so you have to take it out. I mean, I was actually considering making a version of Roy's, you know, tacos with short ribs, et cetera, with Korean flavors in this. And I was like, I'm not doing that. I'm just going right to the source. I mean, that's why food trucks are here, so we can order from them.
Did you ever think about opening a food truck or starting a food truck?
Not really. I mean, because when that whole phase was, you know, really, when that whole thing really took off, I was really, you know, I had so many restaurants that I was just trying to keep, you know, going.
Yeah.
It was like having a food truck was not definitely in the cards. I didn't need one more thing to kind of try to run. So, but I like food trucks. I think that they're really cool. And you find you find tons and tons of creativity. I'm just looking at, there's a list from Time Out, the best food trucks in L.A. So, you know, Mariscos Jalisco. So those are, you know, shrimp tacos.
Yes.
You know, and, you know, they look so good. and they say this is one of the longstanding heroes of old school taco trucks. So these guys are like part of the original set of taco trucks before, you know, everybody decided that they had to have, you know, a Greek food truck and, you know, a food truck with, you know, Korean food, et cetera, you know. But, and then, of course, Koji is number two on the list. And they call that the granddaddy of the modern food truck bonanza since 2008. So, and I totally agree with that. I mean, to me, just like not paying that close attention, you heard over and over Roy Choi, Koji Empire. Like, that's what you kept hearing about. And he really set the, you know, he set the place on fire.
One of my favorite places to get tacos is from a taco truck, Leo's Taco Truck. They have a few, but I go to the one in Echo Park, and they're really known for like their Al Pastor tacos. It's so good, and I'm pretty sure it's still cash only.
Yeah, I mean, what about like different kinds of, now there's a truck called the Yeasty Boys, obviously off the Beastie Boys, but they serve bagels and lox and schmear, and it says other stuff.
it's so good. I know the owner Evan Fox. One of their trucks stops in Silver Lake, and so I could walk there like every morning when I still lived there, or every morning that they were there when they still lived there.
How are the bagels?
When I still lived there, rather. The bagels are good. I mean, Evan's originally from Arizona, but he spent a bunch of time in New York, and when he moved out here, was like, we don't have a lot of good bagels out here, and so he started Yeasty Boys.
Yeah, and if you notice, like. It's like in some cases, it's really spawned like crazy businesses. I mean,
the line that you have to wait in for Yeasty Boys, even if it's like 8 a.m., is like nuts. I mean, people show up.
Well, one of the things about it is, you know, first of all, like some of the individual trucks have, you know, transcended, you know, the trend where they're just so busy you can't get near them. I remember, I don't think they do it anymore, but it used to be in Los Angeles and Venice on Abbot Kinney, which is probably the most well-known street in Venice. Lots of restaurants, cool clothing shops, etc. And there was one night a week they used to have food truck night, and they lined the food trucks up and down the street. I think they stopped doing it and they moved the food trucks. But you would go there, I think it was like a Tuesday night or a Friday night, I can't even remember. And you'd find all these different places and to eat. It was like literally like grazing along the food truck line, which is totally fun. You know Van Leeuwen ice cream?
Oh, I love Van Leeuwen.
Yeah, so Van Leeuwen ice cream, I mean, they were one of the first ice cream companies to really make some inroads in the vegan ice cream world. Not all of their ice creams are vegan, but a few of them are. And they started, you know, they have tons of, you know, bricks and mortar stores now, but they started as a food truck. I remember the first time I saw it, they were right in front of Mesa Grill on 15th and 5th in New York. I was like, what is this ice cream shop, you know? Do you know this place CVT?
No, I don't.
I'm guessing it means chocolate vanilla twist.
Oh, I like
because
that.
Because they serve three flavors, basically. And they, it's like, it's the old school swirl truck. It only offers three flavors, chocolate, vanilla, and a combo of both. I love it. And I love this line in this paragraph. This is from Time Out. if you ask for free soft serve in exchange for a post of your Instagram account, so like if you're an influencer, you'll have to reckon with the owner. His name is Joe Nietzsche. He's got no time for influencers trying to bargain for food. In fact, he went viral for charging influencers double if they even tried. That's so funny. I mean, I guess a lot of, you know, people like food influencers, they expect, you know, free samples of things because they, you know, they can blow you up on their feed. But this guy's not having it. But I have to say, like, the ice cream looks good. I'm a soft serve like junkie.
Yes, you really are.
So good. But it has to have good flavor. It has to have that sort of dense texture that you can almost chew, and no frosty crystals in my soft serve, please, or any of my ice cream. I can't do it. So let's talk about some food trucks in New York City. We keep talking about Los Angeles. I'm just gonna go down this. I have this page of food trucks. So Barrera Landia, which is your Mexican tacos. This is a place in Jackson Heights in Queens. So, you know, Barrera has become has blown up as a concept. It's basically like the French dip of tacos, you know, where you have like that broth that you've stewed the meat in, and then you make a taco out of it. Sometimes they put like cheese and melted cheese on the tortilla itself to make it nice and crispy. And then you put the stewed meat inside of it, and then you fold it up, and then you dip it into the broth and take a bite.
It's so good.
It's kind of sort of taken off in a big way. There's something called Mystic Marsala, which is an Indian food truck. There's an Ethiopian one called Makina Cafe. How about the halal guys? Those guys, okay. The halal guys, I mean, these guys are iconic. It's Middle Eastern. They started in Midtown, around the corner from Bar American, with my restaurant in Midtown.
Oh, really?
Yeah, on like 53rd or 54th Street off 6th Avenue. Line down the block for delicious Middle Eastern food. And they also have now expanded their business to bricks and mortar. And I think they actually did a deal with like a venture company where, you know, they started opening, you know, tons and tons of stores, the halal guys.
Wow.
Yeah. Really.
I mean, but who doesn't want to eat that food, you know? It's like...
No, I know. Ugh. I mean, there's a lot of competition for it now, but those guys were definitely one of the first. There's something called New York Doses, which are Indian, you know, vegan. I guess there's Indian and Pakistani versions in the West Village.
I want to try that.
How about Jerk Pan? Okay, they're not talking about me. They're talking about, you know, jerk cuisine. So obviously Caribbean cuisine, jerk chicken and whatnot. I love those flavors so much. I love this one, King Souvlaki of Astoria. So obviously it's Greek. I think Greek really works nicely for a food truck, you know?
Really?
Yeah, I think so, because you can have like skewers of, you know, shish kebabs, you know, like of lamb and beef and chicken, vegetables, even like shrimp. You can do Greek salads. I mean, the key to food trucks is like keeping the menu small and executing, you know, just a handful of things really, really well. But they have to be very quick cooked things, you know? You and I stopped by a food truck the other day. I think your friend owns it. It's a smash burger truck.
Yeah, heavy-handed.
Heavy-handed.
Short rib beef smash burgers.
Yes.
The mouthful.
Yeah, these guys are really smart. They're making smash burgers, but they're using short ribs. Mm-hmm. Do you know why they're using short ribs?
I don't.
Well, short ribs have a lot of fat in it and tons of flavor. So when you smash a burger down, there's a good chance you're going to squeeze out a lot of the juiciness, but I think... they're smart because they're using short ribs, so they're ensuring that even though they're smashing it and getting that crust on the outside, that they're keeping a good amount of juiciness in the patty itself. And then they put obviously melted cheese on it. They have a potato bun. They have great French fries. Those guys do it right.
There's another food truck out here in LA called Happy Ice. There's a, you know, brick and mortar location now too, but it's shaved ice. It's like this super colorful shaved ice, and the guy who started it is originally from Philadelphia, and in Philadelphia they call it Philadelphia water. But he couldn't, when he moved out to LA, he couldn't find anything like it. And so he started his own company.
Philadelphia water?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
It's what they call shaved ice there.
Oh, water ice.
Yeah.
Okay, yes. It's actually, I believe, I don't want to get into a fight over this, okay? But I really believe it's a South Jersey thing.
Really?
Yeah, I do. Now, people from Philadelphia and South Jersey are tough, so don't beat me up over this, okay? but that's really, I think, you know, water ice is something that you would hear a lot in South Jersey. And listen, Philadelphia and South Jersey are literally connected. But so that makes perfect sense. I've never heard the term Philadelphia water.
Look at how pretty this shaved ice is.
Yeah, you show me the Instagram. What's the Instagram?
It's delicious. It's Happy Ice.
Happy Ice.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
In L.A., the Border Grill truck, those are my ladies, Mary Sue and Susan. Mary Sue Milliken and Susan Feniger. We love them so much. Lots of Mexican and Latin cuisine on their truck. Of course, in L.A., there's the green truck, vegetarian farm to truck.
I went to a great plant-based food truck called Man-Eating Plant. And it's this couple who they have Japanese and Taiwanese roots. And so they're kind of combining those flavors from their culture and doing this plant-based. Well, it's not a truck. It's a school bus. They like gutted a school bus and turned it into like a food bus.
Really?
Yeah.
I kind of love that idea.
I know, right?
So food trucks, I think, have spawned something else, which are, I think that, you know, food trucks were the first pop-up restaurants, mm-hmm. and now we have pop-up restaurants, okay? So
yeah.
So what does that mean? So the food truck obviously was on a truck, but now if you go to places like Smorgasburg in Williamsburg, Brooklyn, and then they have Smorg LA, which is LA's version, you and I were just there.
Yep.
And again, low investment,
yeah,
could be high reward. And I love this for people just starting out especially, or people who are changing their careers, or people who are not just recipe testing, but like, you know, saying, hey, look, I'm a really good cook. This is what I cook. I'm going to rent out a stand, and I'm going to show you that I got this. And people become discovered, literally discovered by doing this. And what I mean by that is, you know, somebody rolls by, and they have something delicious. You and I were at the LA Smorg the other day. What was some of the amazing, how about that plant-based Cuban place?
Oh my God, that was so good.
Okay, I'm just gonna say this. I was a little
skeptical.
Unsure, yes. Because I love Cuban food. Now, I will say this, I've never been to Cuba. I have spent a lot of time in Little Havana in Miami, and there's some spectacular Cuban, authentic Cuban food there. It's not plant-based.
Right.
I mean, there is a lot of pork.
Yeah.
And you know, I love that. I love that cuisine. You know, a Cuban sandwich has two kinds of pork. It has ham and it has roasted pork on it. So we walked up to this plant-based Cuban place.
Called Senorita.
Senoritas. And first of all, the woman who owns it, she got the recipes from her dad. Mm-hmm. And she admitted that her dad was like not into it either. He was like, what?
Right.
You jackfruit, like what's that, you know? And like in some ways, you know, I was the same way. And she made us the most delicious Cuban sandwich. Okay, why was it delicious? Well, first of all, she used jackfruit and she flavored it with things like a mojo, which is a classic Cuban, it's like a sauce, but it's very light. It's citrus, it's garlic, you know, it's more it brings flavor and moisture to whatever it's you're putting on. It could be fish, meat, vegetables, whatever.
Yeah.
And then what she did was she had vegan cheese on there because there's usually Swiss cheese on a classic Cuban. Mm-hmm. And then she pressed it because a Cuban sandwich, one of the telltale signs of a great Cuban is that it's pressed perfectly on both sides. This was delicious. It was crispy. The jackfruit, I did not, like if you said to me it's pork, I would have believed it. And, you know, the mayonnaise and the mustard were obviously delicious. And it was a really great sandwich. And I was like, I'm eating one of the best Cubans I've ever had. And there was not an ounce of pork in it.
Yeah. And you can find her, obviously, at Smorg LA, Silver Lake, and Yucca Valley.
The thing about pop-ups is that the rent is for the day.
Right.
The commitment is for the day. You know, what you buy, you sell. If you have some popularity, you can make a nice living doing it. And you can sleep well knowing that your commitment is like not so drastic.
Right.
And so that's what's really nice about it. We were talking to a woman who was cooking Caribbean food. It was called Bridgetown. Bridgetown?
You went to a pop-up called Bridgetown?
Let me look it up. Oh, Bridgetown Roti. This is it.
Describe it.
It's an LA Caribbean pop-up, all right? Yes. Pop-up of the year, okay, by Esquire.
Wow.
Okay. Rashida Holmes, okay? Now, Rashida, I started speaking to Rashida because I was so impressed with her cuisine. She had these little salt cod cakes that were just fantastic. Every Sunday, she's at Smorgasburg, Los Angeles, and it's called Bridgetown Roti. So, you know, like roti is like, it's like a wrap almost, you know, with different kinds of ingredients kind of running through it.
So good.
But she's got, you know, this Caribbean flavor that I just absolutely love, using scotch bonnet chilies and things like that. So it's got spice, it's got heat, it's got sweet, it's got fruitiness, it's got tons and tons of flavor. Also, I loved her and her crew. They were great, just so enthusiastic. And she's worked in a lot of good restaurants. She worked at Botanica, actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah, one of our favorite restaurants. And she was the sous chef there. So she's kind of worked around good restaurants in LA. And she was like, I'm going on my own, but I'm going to do it pop-up style.
So awesome.
And all of a sudden, you know, she's getting awards, pop-up of the year from Esquire magazine. You
so
know,
cool.
The Bridgetown Roti, and then best new restaurant, 2021 Eater. Now, interestingly enough, 2021 was an interesting year for restaurants in general because of the pandemic. But she's a pop-up, and she got Restaurant of the Year, best new restaurant of the year from Eater.
So cool.
So, and by the way, she deserves it. Killing it. Loving it. Love these stories. Everybody out there who's got a good food idea and you think you can make it happen, food trucks, pop-ups, we'll be there. Sophie and I will be standing online.
We will find you.
We will have our forks in hand. And lots of napkins. You and I are sloppy eaters sometimes, man.
You're sloppier than I am.
It's because I'm enthusiastic.
I know.
So yeah, LA, New York, the rest of the country out there. I mean, I'm sure in some of these other, you know, big cities, you know, Chicago, Atlanta, Miami, there's food trucks everywhere. I just don't know enough about them. But maybe we can maybe that's a good idea.
A food truck tour.
Food truck tour with Sophie Fillet and her dad.
And Bob.
Let's do it. But first, I'm going to eat this Koji short rib taco. And then I'm going to be on the hunt for the CVT soft serve ice cream truck.
Let's go.
See you there.
Always Hungry is created by Bobby Fillet and Sophie Fillet.
Our executive producer is Christopher Hasiotis.
Always Hungry is produced, edited, and mixed by Jonathan Haas-Dressler.
Always Hungry is engineered by Sophie Flay. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.